Earth and Sky.
Scientists have documented unusual dead zones, waters with low oxygen off the coast of the U.S. Pacific Northwest.
We've seen six in the last 6 years and none before that. It's surprising to see this in an area that is usually so rich with oxygen and all of the conditions for life.
That's marine biologist Jane Lubchenco at Oregon State University. She said most ocean dead zones are caused by nutrient pollution from fertilizer runoff. But
the dead zone that we're seeing off Oregon and Washington is different because it's not connected to runoff of nutrients from the land, but instead is a result of changes in the upwelling of nutrients from the deep sea.
The excess nutrients take up all the available oxygen in the water, suffocating ocean life. Lubchenco described this scene on the ocean floor during the summer of 2006.
A virtual wasteland of dead Dungeness crabs, dead worms, dead stars, dead anemones, just littering the seafloor.
Lubchenco believes the dead zone is driven by changes in coastal winds, which may be related to climate change. Our thanks today to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.